I'll tell you something very interesting. I mean, everybody knows this, but it's interesting when you look at it with mevugar diga oigen, right? With more mature eyes. And that is, there are four times in the Torah, I think, that the Yidden were counted. The Yidden were counted when they left Mitzrayim. Right? The Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Yidden were counted. The pasuk says, "Vayisu bnei Yisrael me Ramses sukoisa kesheish meis elef ragli hagvar v'mad bitav." The Yidden were counted again in Parshas Kisisa, right? Parshas Kisisa, when you shall count. Vayidaber shama Moshe leimer Kisisa es roish bnei Yisrael lefkudei. Well, what was the purpose of that counting? Because every single Yid had to give a machzis hashekel, and really the hashlama of that parsha is in Parshas Pikudei, where the pasuk says bekel agulgoyles machzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh l'cholo over la pikudim, referring back to that counting of Parshas Kisisa mi ben esrim shana v'maylo l'sheish shmeo yis'elef v'shloishis alof v'chamish shmeo v'chamisha. And then you have the counting in the beginning of Bamidbar, and then you have the counting in our parsha that we're going to be learning a lot about now here in Parshas Pinchas. Four times the Yidden were counted. When they left Mitzrayim, right when they start the Melechus HaMishkan, Be'echot Be'ir, Lashana HaShenis, in the beginning of Bamidbar, and then at the end of the 40 years. If you look at the number, the census of the Jews, it was almost identical all four times that the Yidden were counted. Right, just a very basic observation. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael me'ramsei sukoisa, kesheish me'yos elef ragli ha'gvarim, Levad mitov. So how many Yidden were there? Again, levad mi noshim and levad mitov. It's kesheish meyos elef. It's approximately, right? Approximately 600,000. In Parshas Pekudei, that's that second counting. Bekol agul goylas machzis hashakel b'shakel hakodesh. L'choloiver ala pekudim ben esem shonav amaylo. L'sheish meyos elef u'shloishes alofim v'chamesh meyos v'chamishim. It's 603,550. In Parshas Bamidbar, which is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Bashana Hashenis, so the Yidden are counted, Vayu, Kol HaPekudim, Sheish Meyois Elef, U'Shloishes Alavim, V'Chameish Veis Chamishim. That number sounds familiar. 603,550. And then 40 years later, when the Yidden are counted again, 39 years later, so how many Yidden are there now? Eile Pekudei B'nei Yisrael, Sheish Meyois Elef, V'Olef Shvameis U'Shloishim. 601,730. So the first time when they leave Mitzrayim, it's 600,000. The second and the third times, it's 603,550. And then the fourth time, it's 601,730. Bekitzer, all four times, it was approximately 600,000 Yidden. That's interesting. The truth is, the Ramban, in Parshas Bamidbar, he asks, then how is it possible that when the Yidden were counted, right when they started with the Melechus HaMishkan, their number was exactly what it was when they were counted several months later. It's approximately 6 months later when they were counted on Rosh Chodesh Iyar B'Shana HaShenis, let's say some Mimitzray. Right, they were counted right when they started. They collected the Machzis HaShekel when? Mamash, this time of year. Right, that's the Goyen. They started the Melechus HaMishkan, Sukkot time, and that was when the Chazaras Hanani HaKavod happened. So right now it's 603,550. And then 6 months later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the number is identical. How could that be? It's an exact number. But the truth is, the number doesn't seem to change much. Throughout this entire 40-year period, the number always ends up being approximately 600,000. Something that the Rishonim, again, the Ramban talks about Minyan Beis and Minyan Gimel, why they're so exact. The Archaim HaKadosh also, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, has a whole Arichas and Pshutai Shal Mikra. He's just struggling to understand Pasha Pshat in this. But the bottom line is, the number always seems to be approximately 600,000. But the truth is like this. Everybody knows that the number 600,000 in Yiddishkeit, 600,000 Jews, that number is not a mikra. And really, it has mekoyres in Chazal. There's a fascinating Medrash Tanchuma. This Medrash Tanchuma is in Parshas Kisisa. The Medrash says as follows. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Minei Es Yisrael. I want you to count the Jews. I'm not fond of Rebbeinu Shalom. Ksiv ha'yu zarachak afar ha'aretz. Uksiv v'samti ha'zarachak k'choy la'yob. V'achshav ha'to'imer kein. You told me that they're literally kafar ha'aretz. They're k'choy la'yob. How do you, could somebody count afar ha'aretz? Could somebody count the k'choy la'yob? It's an impossibility. Amaloi. Zakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, im bikash to lamed ha'minyonam, that if you want to count the minyonam of the Bnei Yisrael, toil, what you should do is, you should take Roshei Oisiyo Shal Shvatim. Take the Rosh HaTevis, the first letter of each one of the Shvatim, the Tamayda Minyanim, and you're going to come up with a number. Resh de Ruven, right? Ruven comes first. So Resh of Ruven, what's the gematria of Resh? It's 200. But in our case, it's at 1,000. It's Masayim Elif, it's 200,000. Shin de Shimin, Shloich Meir Zelif, it's 500,000. Yud de Yehuda is 510,000. Yud de Yisachar is 520,000. Yud de Yosef is Shloishim Elif, meaning it's 530,000. Nun de Naftali is Chamishim Elif. Zayin de Zvulim is Shiva Salafim. Dalid de Don is Arba Salafim, 4,000. Gibel de God is Shloish Salafim, that's 3,000. Bez de Binyamin is Shnei Alafim. Aleph de Asher is Elif. If you do the math, Hare Chamesh, Meyos, Tishim, the Shivim Elif. You're going to have 597,000. Oish, now you're missing three, right? Oish and Shloisha Salaf and Shinishtairu. What about the 3,000 that you don't have? Hein, hein, shenergo ala eagle. Those are the 3,000 Yidden that were killed by the eagle. Shenema, the apostle says, Vayasu b'nei Levi, kidvar Moshe, vayipo minoam bayoy mahu, kishloishas alfeish. Lakach amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moisha, nei oisam lei dekamachasu. But the bottom line is, you want to know how many Yidden there are. The Rosh HaTevis of the Shvatim is the secret. The Rosh HaTevis of the Shvatim is 597,000. I'm not telling you Torah over here. This is a Medrash Tanchuma. I saw the Chassam Sofer says that's a remez su'es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachayisam. Says you want to know the minyan ashvatim ki sisa'es roish su'es roish the Rosh HaTevis. Count the Rosh HaTevis of the shvatim, and by counting the Rosh HaTevis of the shvatim, you're going to know how many yidden there are. How many yidden? It's 597,000. It's 600,000. But there's another remez, and this remez is even more famous, and that comes from the Megala. All the Svarim HaKadoshim quote this from the Megala Amukis. It's in his Reish Nun Beis Oifanim on Vaaschanon. It's Oifin Kuf Pei Vav, where the Megala Amukis says that the word Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisius L'Teira. And the Oimik of that is that there are 600,000 Yidden, 600,000 Neshomos of Yidden. And each one of those neshamis is yoinik, it's chiyus, it gets its spiritual nourishment from one of the oisiyas in the Torah. And that's the remez of yesh shishim ribay oisiyas l'Torah, because it's mechuvin to the fact that there are 600,000. So this number 600,000 is the neshamis of Klal Yisrael. Maybe not the gufin always of Klal Yisrael, but the neshamis of Klal Yisrael. And it's merumis in the Rosh HaTevis, who is Roish, kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It's also merumis in the Rosh HaTevis of the word Yisrael, Yeshish and Ribe Yosef of Torah. What's the connection with the Osius of the Torah and the Minyan Yisraelim? It's because each Yid is mechuvin, every single Yid is rooted in an ois in the Torah. And as a result, Yeshish and Ribay ois in the Torah. So I just want to end with one Dover Nifla, and that is, the Kadmoinim all quoted this Megala Amukas. Every single one came out. And they muched very much with this Megala Amukas, because really it's Sfunas. It's very, very deep. It's very, very sasum. Because if you go and you count the letters in the Torah, it's not 600,000. The number is closer to 300,000. But it's not 600,000. And the question is, what did the Heilige Megala Amukas mean to reveal when he said, Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisus L'Torah is 600,000 Oisus, Mechuvin to the 600,000 Yidden, that number, that theme that seems to always surface, L'Chura, L'chura, there are not 600,000 Oisiyas. And the truth is, there are Mami Fano in his Asarim Amoris, and one of his Mamorim, he brings this Megala Amukas, and he's very bothered by it. And he says, Apshat, Alpi Kabbalah, the Chida in his Midbar Kedemos. This is in Ois Yod Siv Katan Vav, under Yisrael. He brings this also from the Megala Amukas. And then he says that his Zayda, the Baal Chesed Lavram, who we just quoted recently, his Zayda, the Baal Chesed Lavram, he said in his Sefer, said a Pshat al Pi Kabbalah, Ben Benoishal Kabbalah, to explain what the Megala Amukas meant when he said there's 600,000 Oisiyas in the Torah. There's a Tshuva from the Heilig Chassam Sofer. This is in the Koivitz Tshuvas, that last Heilig. So this is in the Koivitz Tshuvas. It's Simin Nun Beis. Listen to the title of the tshuva. Nishalti im yesh iti lefarish hanimtza besforim ki yeshishim ribay oisiyas l'toyer. Va'amru ki Yisrael Rasha Tevis Kainu. Va'amru v'minyan kala Tanakh ve'ein bo yikamayelu. Even if you cheshman the whole Tanakh. So the question is, what does this even mean? And the Chassam Sofer goes ahead and he says that I'm going to tell you a pshat, and I don't know, again, you have to speak to the Yodei Dover, but there's so much Kabbalah in this Chassam Sofer, which is, you know, Chassam Sofer usually says Ein li esek ben astaris, which is, by the way, that's the way he starts the shtickel. Dvar malalu le'nimtzu b'shaskin b'sifrei amikubalim ve'ein lanu esek ben astaris. And then the Chassam Sofer is megala some astaris, like b'oifen niflu. He says a pshat, it's above my pay grade, but he goes ahead, he says a pshat. You know what else brings this megala mukus? Mishmoy, and he mutches with it the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, he brings this Megala Mukus. But Al Kopanim Kal Mekumus in the Shtabru to say Pshat, and everyone mutched very, very stark. What is Pashup Pshat in this Megala Mukus? Where do you find that the Shishin Ribei Oseus LaTeira? So I'll tell you a Davar Nifla that I saw in the Torah from Rabbi Ruvim Ben Moshe. This is from Rabbi Ruvim Margolis. It's in his Sefer HaMikra VaHamaseira. So again, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis loved trying to solve and decipher these puzzles and these enigmas and these riddles. And Kedarke BaKodesh, he brings the whole Ariches. So if you have that Sefer, it's Sifkot and Yud Beis. But really, he says that this Megala Mukus is a Pella. But there's other ploy when it comes to this Indian. And really, it's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which is where the Pnei Yeshua that we just mentioned before is. It's on that Gemara. The Gemara over there says that we find that the Rishonim were referred to as Soifrim. So the Gemara says, Lefichach Nikru Rishonim Soifrim, Shayu Soifrim Kol Oisya Shebetayra. Because they used to count all the Oisya Shebetayra. Shayu Oimrim, they used to say, Vav de Gachain. The letter Vav of the word Gachain, that's a pasuk in Parshas, a word in Parshas Shmini, Chetzion Shal Oisya Shal Sefer Torah. It's the midway point of all the Oisya Sefer Torah. Darosh Darash Chetzion Shal Tevois. Vehiskaloch is the midway point of the Pesukim. Yicharsemenu Chazem Miyar, Ayin Diyar Chetzion Shal Tehillim, Vurachim Yichaparovim Chetzion, the Pesukim. But Vav of Gachain is Chetzion of all the Oisiyas of the Torah. So the Gemara says, by Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef had any Baya, Vav de Gachain Mehaikis Mehaik, that Vav, is it on this side or is it on that side? Meaning, it's the last letter of the first half or is it the first letter of the second half? Amale. So when Rabbi Yosef asked this question, so Abaya was there, Kedarkoi, and he said, no, nicey sefer Torah v'mninu. Says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Why do we have to clear? We have to come up with chakiris? Let's start counting the letters. Milo yomer, Rabbi Barbachana, didn't Rabbi Barbachana once say that there was a situation and they started counting letters? Amale. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, inu b'ki b'chseris v'yaseris. They were big b'ki in the Chseres V'Yaseres, or Ba'anan Loi B'Kiyin. We're not B'Kiyin in Chseres V'Yaseres. So we can count from today till tomorrow, and the number is going to be off. And as a result, we don't know if it's on this side, or we don't know if it's on that side. So I saw Reprover Margolis, he brings this Gemara, and he mutches very much in this piece. He says, if you count today, if you open up a Sefer Torah, and you start counting the Osiyah Shebet Torah, the number is going to be 304,805. That's the number. It's 304,805, which means Chetzion Shal Oisius is 152,403. That's what it's going to be. It's 152,403. That's half of 304,805. Yeah, it's an odd number, but it's 152,402 and a half, right? That's what the number is going to end up being. The Vav of Gachain is number 157,236. It's off by like 5,000. So Rebbe Ragola says, I possibly don't know what's going on over here. In the times of the Amiram, it seemed very close. So we don't know the Chaseris and the Yeseris, but there's 5,000 Chaseris and Yeseris that we don't know about? How could that be? Can't be, Chas v'Shalom. It just seems too hard to accept. 5,000 words that we're not 100% sure about? Think of the implications of that. So can it say? So Rav Margolis said that I want to say a davar chadash. This is the way he prefaces. He says, "Kol abir hazeh yirulano shaleinu livdoik mechadash es haavana shehurgalnu ba vaoz das kedosh nimtza." Right? Sometimes you have a kasha, you have to like revisit the whole premise of the question. Right? I heard this once from Shlomo Feivel Shlita. He said that sometimes you have a kasha on a sugya. So no, the avoid this to try to come up with a teretz. He said sometimes you have a kasha on a sugya. The kasha is so stark The avoid is not to find the teretz. Where are we wrong? We're making a mistake. There's a premise, there's a hanacha that we're making that's a toys. The avoid is not to find a v'yesh loymer. We're missing something because the cash is too strong. So it says Rabbi Margolis, kol abir azeh yoyer lanu, sh'aleinu livdoik mechadosh es ha'avona she'hu galnuba va'oz das kedosh nimtza. So he says, lulei de mistafina, this is what I think is going on over here. There's a Yerushalmi in Masech Tishkalim. The Yerushalmi says, Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, HaTorah shenasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, the Torah that was given to us, nitnoloi eish levana charusa be'eish shechayra. The cloth of the Torah was eish, and the oisius of the Torah was also eish. The cloth of the Torah was eish levana. The oisius of the Torah was eish shechayra. The cloth of the Sefer Torah is not arbitrary to the Sefer Torah. It's eish. Just like the oisius of the Sefer Torah and Pnimius, it's the same thing. The oisius is fire, mamish, and the cloth is fire, mamish. One is eish shechayra, the other is eish levana. That's why when you write a Sefer Torah, you use di, which is black ink, and you write it on a cloth, parchment, which is white. So it's black on top of white. It's mechuvin to this chazal, this Yerushalmi, that it's eish shechayra that's being written on top of eish levana. And the emes is, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of the spaces. When a sefer writes a sefer Torah, how much space there has to be in between letters, and how much space there has to be in between words. And when you have psuchos and stumos, and how much space there has to be in between parshias, and how much spaces do you have to have when you have the shira, and shiras hazinu is not the same as shiras hayam, right? These are all things that are Torah shlemos. The klaf is a sugya whenever you're dealing with the Sefer Torah. But really, the way Chazal saw the klaf was not so different than the way they saw the oisius. They're both eish. One is eish shechayra, the other one is eish levana. The Gemara says, "Amay katan dav chavav haroya Sefer Torah shen nisraf." If somebody sees a Sefer Torah being burnt, tzarech lekriya shtayim. You have to write kriya twice. Right? We once spoke about haroya Sefer Torah shen nisraf. This is an old raid bite. It's the first tshuva in Shailos Tshuvas Mima Makim and Chelik Aleph from Rav Ashri. The first tshuva that he wrote was about a Sefer Torah shen nisraf in the Kovna Ghetto. And the question was with regards to Rais and Kriya and Taneisim, and it's based on a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov, Dvarim Neflam. But this is a Gemara in Maikon Chavav, Haroya Sefer Torah shen nisraf, Tzorech Lekriya Shtayim. You have to write Kriya twice. Achas al Aksav, V'achas al Agvil. You have to write Kriya because of the Ksav, and you have to write Kriya because of the Gvil. Now, how much space do you have to have in between words? In between words, there has to be space. How much space? You know what Chazal say? It's the amount of space that you need to write one ois. They use the ois as the muscle of how much klaf there has to be in between the words. Said Rabbi Ruven Margolis, Lule de Mistafina, I would say that when the Megala Muka said, Yesh Shish and Ribay Oisis Latera, that there's 600,000 Oisis in the Torah, he didn't mean 600,000 letters. What he meant was that if you take the Cheshbin of Klaf, which is the Eish Levana, and the Cheshbin of the Oisis, which is the Eish Shchaira, and you figure out how much Mokoim HaOisis there are, the number is going to be 600,000. Now, the truth is, this is something that it's very hard for us to understand. How do you make that cheshbon? It's hard to figure out. And Reuven Margolis says, don't let it bother you. Because even the Amiram couldn't figure it out. He said, because I believe that's what was going on in that Gemara, Masechtas Kedusha Daf Lamed, where the Gemara said that the Vav of Gochain is the midway point. So he said, let's count it. So Rabbi Yosef said, you're going to count it? He says, you can't count it. He said, what do you mean? They counted it once. He said, no, they were Bekiyim and the Chseris V'Yaseris. We don't know the Chseris V'Yaseris. What, we don't know? How many Chseris V'Yaseris do we not? So Rabbi Magol said, I don't know if we don't know the Chseris V'Yaseris of the words. We don't know the Chseris V'Yaseris of the klaf. Because the amount of blank spaces you have to have is also a Bechin of Oseus. And that also conforms to a Shulchan Aruch of Chseris V'Yaseris. And to go ahead and figure out how that works, I'm not 100% sure I can figure out. So in the footnote, right? In the footnote, the best schayra in Rabbi Ruven Margolis' pieces are in the footnotes. So this is in footnote one. So listen to what he says. He says, Lefiz, I think he can be miyashav a tois v'sakasha. This is godless. The Gemara says in Masech de Shabbos, tafayin chesam ibeis, that if somebody carries a klaf, a piece of parchment on Shabbos, right? So it's hoitza. You have to carry, however, a shir chashev. So what's a shir chashev? The minimum klaf that would be considered chashev, that's the iser hoitza. So it says klaf, it's a mishnah. Kidei lichtev olav parsha ketana shev tefillin. It's small enough for you to be able to write the smallest parsha. There's four parashas in the tefillin. The smallest parsha of the tefillin. What's the smallest parsha? Shema Yisrael. The parsha of Shema, that is the smallest of the four parashas. Shema v'ahavta. And that is the mount of cloth that if somebody would carry on Shabbos, he'd be over the malacha of Eitzah. So Tosfos and Masechta Soito, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, asks, he says, I have a smaller parasha in the Torah. It's in Soito, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's a clue to what Tosfos Kasha might be. The parasha of Soito. The parasha of Soito was also a parasha. And it was written on a cloth. And Tosfos says, count the letters. There's less letters in the parasha of Soito than there is in the parasha of Shema. And if that's the case, so why is cloth kidei lichtevol of parasha ketana shebet tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem alekeinu Hashem echad. It should be the parasha of Soito. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, if you count the spaces that you have to have between the letters and the parish of Shema V'Ahavta, there's less spaces in the Shema V'Ahavta than you have in the parish of Saita. It's totally in the sugi of Saita, Ayin Shav. So he says, Enochinami, letters, there's less letters in the parish of Saita. But when you chesh ben oisius, klaf is also oisius, because the mokim oisius, that's also eish. One is eish levon and the other one is eish chayda. And if that's the case, the smallest parish here is the parish of Shema. It's not the parish of Saita. Rabbi Margolis says, you know, there's another thing that bothered me in the Gemara. He says, that Gemara, Masechtas Kedushin, right? So the Gemara said, what's the midway point of all the Oisius in the Torah? It's the Vav of Gochay. And by Rabbi Yosef, Vav de Gochay, mehaigisa, mehaigisa. Is it on this side of the river or is it on that side of the river? Rabbi Margolis says, you know what always bothered me? Maybe it's the middle. Maybe there's an odd number and maybe it's the middle letter. How do you know it's not an odd number? Meaning there's a third possibility. It could be the last of the first half, the first of the second half, or maybe it's not an even number. It's not two even halves. Maybe it's an odd number, and it's actually the middle number. Oh, and by the way, Rabbi Margolis said, I counted the numbers, right? And if you would count it today, it's 304,805. So it actually is an odd number. So how did Rabbi Yosef know it's not an odd number? You know, we knew that because he knew Yesh Shishim Ribay Oisius Latayra. He knew what the number was. The Megala Mukis was already Megalatos what the number was. The number is 600,000. The number is an even number. The way you come up with the number 600,000 is by Cheshbening, not just the Diyoy, not just the Eish Shechayra, but also the Klaf, which is the Mokima Oisius. It's also the Eish Levana. See, he knew it was an even number. And the Vav de Gichain is obviously, it's obviously that. But the question is it the last of the first half? Or is it the beginning of the second half? That was the Shaila. And they said, we don't know the Chseris and Yeseris. Not that this 5,000 Chalila Oisius that we're off by. That can't be. But when we don't know the Chseris V'Yaseris means in the blank spaces, on the Klaf side, on the Eish Levana side, that's what we don't know. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, pun intended, fire. This is Eish Chayra and it's Eish Levana. A little bit, he says, maybe a little bit of a pshutei shel mikradiga understanding of what the Megala Mukis meant. Soida Satayra that we have from the Chassam Sofer, that we have from the Ramami Fano, that we have from the Chidos Zayda, the Baal Chesed Avram. But he said, it could be there's a pashut pshat as well, and that is when you cheshven the klaf as being mokim ha'isiyot, which Chazal certainly considered it, maybe then you can actually, it actually makes sense that the number would come up to the number 600,000.